The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, let's get into the subject today that we're going to be talking about. I want to share with you today a very intriguing message that I'm going to read to you a report, basically. And this report has circulated over the last week or so. Anyone and everyone who has a understanding of Bible prophecy, this story should have rang all kinds of bells. All kinds of bells and whistles should have went off on this story. And that's why we're going to be talking about, are we about to see a prelude to the coming image of the beast in 21 cities across America? What in the world are you talking about today? Well, let's get after this thing. According to a local affiliate out of Arizona, they reported a story about a 10-story statue called the Giant. In fact, let me pull this article up right here on your screen. If you're watching this visually, you can see this. I'm going to pull this up on here. Again, this was from a local affiliate out of Arizona. And you can see right here on the headline, quote, a giant, listen to this headline, shape-shifting statue that talks and moves. And that we're going to talk about that. Could be coming to Phoenix. Here's what we know. Now, it's going to launch in Phoenix, but the plan is to make this go 21 cities across America in 2021, this year. Right there on your screen, you see a little bit. This is a depiction of what this quote-unquote giant or this statue could look like. So that's what we're going to get after today. Quote, could you imagine watching a 10-story tall Beyonce perform on Grand Avenue? What about John Lennon or Van Buren? Or what about Larry Fitzgerald near State Farm Stadium? Quote, the possibilities are endless if a European group's plans come together. A company based out of Ireland is hoping to bring the world's tallest moving and speaking statue to 21 cities across America in 2021, including Phoenix. Called Deem the Giant, it's a programmable moving statue that's 10 stories tall and covered with millions of LED pixels that allow it to take the form of any person, even Spider-Man. According to an official press release, the giant's arms and head can move in multiple directions and would change shape every hour as crowds gather below. The giant can take on any image. Let me say that again. The giant can take on any image. I want you to say the word image and get that in your mind. Say it again. Say image. Let's say it three times. You'll know why in a minute when I get to it. Image, image, image. It can take on any image, so you can even find yourself featured. Talk about the ultimate selfie. This is according to the article. The statue can also sing and speak. Here we go again. Say speak, speak, speak. So we have image and speak. This is very important when I get to where we're going with this. Again, what are we talking about today? Are we seeing a prelude to the image of the beast mentioned in Revelation 13? Even the project's website calls it a, quote, exciting digital art gallery, the world's most captivating billboard. And of course, fun for the entire family. The idea was developed by entrepreneur Patty Dunning, a Berlin-based architecture studio, Dan Perlman, and backed by the commercial real estate company Enterprise Ireland. Each giant will cost $18 to $24 million to develop, depending on the location and chosen size. So we talked about at the beginning of this, They want to make this 10 stories, but it could be even larger. The company estimates the sculpture to bring in about $14 million in revenue for the host cities, or the cities that host it. Aha. So that's what's going to entice cities to have this thing erected or built, because it's going to bring in money. And we know, listen, anything that brings in money, they're going to give the green light for it. Visitors would be able to see panoramic views from the structure. Judging by the artist's renderings on the website, a series of exhibits would be held inside the base or stage of the statue, as well as dining and shopping. The statue can be a permanent or temporary fixture, and it can be built in 18 months. Quote, the giant will be one of the world's most ambitious cultural and commercial projects, bringing together art, amusement, and wonder to create a contemporary and highly profitable business, according to Dunning in a press release. She went on to say that, quote, we envision the giant as an adjunct to new urban redevelopment projects, stadiums, arenas, shopping centers, museums, and other locations. It's going to be an awe-inspiring addition to the cities where we ultimately locate. Right now, the company seems to be shopping the idea around for investors and requesting interest parties to register online to support its, quote, debut in the United States, quote, now, or I should say, end quote. Now you say, okay, you know, how's this any different than Times Square? There's billboards, there's digital billboards. Now remember, at the beginning, just a few minutes ago, I told you to remember two words. What were they? Talk to me. Image and speak. So let's recap real quick before we move on with this thing. So here we go. There is an endeavor by this company based out of Ireland to erect these 10-story or greater statues across all 21 states in America that will both speak, have the capability to speak and move and shape shift. I'm giving you the quote, shape shift. By the way, shape shifting is a new age term. All right. Now, I'm going to read to you Revelation 13, 11 through 15. Now, is this the image of the beast? No. Could it be a prelude? That's what we're asking you today. Revelation 13, 11 through 15. John the Revelator wrote, then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns likened unto a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon, and he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. The first beast is the Antichrist. The second beast is the false prophet. This is what we're dealing with here. This beast, he exercises all the authority of the first beast, which is the Antichrist, in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Listen to this. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs in which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. Telling, here it is, those who dwell on the earth. Now watch this. So the false prophet that is to come is not here yet. He could be, but he has not made his debut yet. But when he comes, he will work alongside the Antichrist, the first beast, and he will somehow persuade, listen to this, he will persuade those dwelling on the earth, the people, the citizens, the nations. He will persuade them to make an image. Somebody say image. Here's that word, image. The word image comes from three interpretations. There's a primary, secondary, and then there's another translation. The Greek words, there's three Greek words for the word image. Let's talk about this. The word image Iconi in Greek, where we get the word icon. Hello, is that not the whole purpose of this statue? I just read to you this article, and they say, what did they want to put up there? What did they want to display? Beyonce, John Lennon, come on, Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Bill Gates. Who are these people? They are what the, and not us as Christians, guys, but I'm telling you, the world. I'm speaking from the world sense. These are what are considered to be icons. The word icon comes from the Greek root word eikonai, again, where the word image is derived from. This is the whole initiative, the whole purpose of creating this quote-unquote giant is going to be able to constantly, and I use their words, shape shift from one icon to another icon. And it's interesting that it says that people can come and gather around it. They can take selfies. They can take photographs. They can gather memories. They can dine there. They can eat there. They can shop there. They can do it. It's all centered around the image. Now, let me give you two other definitions of the word image in Greek. Is to cut a stamp out or image on a piece of wood. It's like, have you ever seen anybody take a piece of wood and they would take a branding iron and you can singe the heat into the wood and cause a branding there. It's branding. Okay. Also a mark or stamp or something to engrave into art. Another picture of this is how they take cattle and they take brand the cattle. They brand them into the flesh. So you, when you pull this together, you see the whole picture of this word image. Let me go back to the text of Revelation 13. So this false prophet persuades the people of the earth to create this image. Whatever this image is, listen to this. It says, let me read this here. This is in Revelation 13:14. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. So watch this. In the future, when the image of the beast, Revelation 13, is created, it will depict one icon. And you know who that icon is going to be? He just told you who it was. It's to the first beast, which is the Antichrist. So this image that's going to be erected, that's going to be directed by the false prophet, is going to point the masses into worshiping the Antichrist, who will be the iconi or the icon or the image that will be erected. Listen to this. Watch this. Now, listen to this. He, verse 15, the false prophet was granted power. And by the way, that's demonic power, to give breath or life to this image of the beast so that the image will be able to both speak. I said speak. Remember, I told you to remember two words, image and speak. The false prophet's going to be able to, he's going to be able to perform a counterfeit of what God did all the way in the Garden of Eden when he created Adam out of the dust of the earth, created, come on, a living being, and he breathed the breath of life into his body, and he became, come on, and he became a living soul. The false prophet is going to perform the same exact thing. It's a counterfeit. Whatever this image is, he's going to breathe into this thing, and it's going to be able to both speak and live. And here's the most disturbing part, and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. In other words, if you don't worship this iconi, this image, it will cost you your life. This is very intriguing. And again, guys, listen to me. Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing in the book of Daniel. What did it say in the book of Daniel? It said that Nebuchadnezzar commanded the people, the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province to create what? An image of gold. And it tells you the heights and the cubits and the width and all that stuff, but it's irrelevant at this point. So we don't really need to get into the details of that. But nevertheless, they created this thing and he commanded the people to bow down and worship it. What am I talking about? Guys, Satan, from day one, Satan wanted recognition. He wanted worship. He wanted fame. He wanted notoriety. And he tried to do it prematurely in the book of Daniel through Nebuchadnezzar. I really honestly believe that. He did it prematurely. He thought that this was going to be it, but it was not yet time. So then we fast forward thousands of years later, and we're hearing about the prophecy of John the Revelator called the Apocalyptos, the apocalypse, the revelation, the unveiling. He writes it in the book of Revelation in chapter 13 that it's not happening yet. It's not here yet, but there's coming a day in which Satan is going to try this again, and this time he will succeed. He will convince the masses to erect an iconi, an image, and it will be pointed to the Antichrist, which ultimately is possessed by Satan himself. By the way, the Antichrist will sit in the temple in Jerusalem, according to the Bible. He will set up his headquarters there, and he will demand to be worshipped. The Bible says in Thessalonians by the Apostle Paul, he said he will set himself up and declare himself as God and be worshipped as God, little g. So, in case you didn't catch on to what we're saying here today, I think it's absolutely extraordinary that we are seeing preludes after preludes after preludes. We're seeing blueprints. We're seeing stepping stones, what precursors, whatever terminology you want to call it. But you had Amazon that is pushing, and they unveiled this technology where you can buy and purchase with the scan of your hand, which is absolutely a prelude to the mark of the beast, Revelation 13, which again will be instituted by the false prophet. And you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade lest you have this the name, the number, or the mark of the beast in your right hand or in your forehead. And it will ultimately be connected to the Antichrist and his religious system that he will control. And then today, are you kidding me, guys? Are you awake? Hello, is anybody listening? Where are the sons of Issachar? Are you paying attention? Are you seeing the signs of the times in which we're in? Are you still being cradled asleep by all the foolishness of the world that we're so worried about and caught up with, about offending people and the correct terminologies and political correctness? Or are you seeing the signs of the time? And right now, we have read in Revelation 13 that there's coming an image that will speak and live and cause people to worship the Antichrist. And without it, you will be killed. And here we are today in June of 2021. And we're seeing a giant image that is being erected or trying to be erected in 21 cities that will speak, move, and shapeshift, and it will be celebrated, quote unquote, worshiped by the masses because their favorite icon is going to be displayed and projected throughout the cities in America. guys, listen, if I'm telling you, you need to share this, tag this on people. Every unsaved loved one, lost neighbor, co-worker, whatever the case would be, take your Bible to them, open up to Revelation 13, show them what I just showed, show them this podcast, show them this YouTube channel, this message, show them this Facebook message, say, look at this, look how everything is lining up. I'm telling you, we're at the easiest time, I believe, in generations to witness the gospel. The world is the platform. The news is the platform in which we can stand on and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and show them the unveiling of Bible prophecy as it's accelerating and as it's unfolding right before our eyes. So again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find our main website. Listen, I want to implore you to download the free app. Go to Google, go to Apple, depending on what kind of device you've got. All you got to do is type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official trademark branded logo, and you're going to see that. Download our free app. Get it into your hands. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Make sure you hit the push notifications, turning them on. You're going to see at the very bottom of the app, you're going to see our podcast where you can listen. You're going to see our videos where you can watch on YouTube while we remain there. We want you to do that. It's going to be available for you. It's absolutely free. Again, don't forget to download the free app today. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry is a continual source of blessing, information, revelation, equipping, and encouragement throughout the week, week after week after week for you and your family, and you would like to support this ministry, become a monthly partner, whatever the Lord puts upon your heart, we want to give you that opportunity. Again, this is not an obligation. The messages are free. The app is free. Everything is free. But as the Lord blesses you and you're able, and if you call this your home church, whatever the case would be, we want you to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. You can do that two ways. You can give electronically by the app or on the main website. You can just go down there, scroll down there, click on there, and you can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. And you could do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, we thank you so much, and we appreciate you coming on to the broadcast today, taking the time out to listen to what we have to say week after week after week. And we're going to close out. We're going to pray for some folks right here, but we're going to close out for this week, and we'll be back on here next week, preferably and hopefully, Lord willing, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But nevertheless, we try to come on here at least three times a week. All right, so look for us next week when we come back on here. Until then, guys, let's pray real quick. Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice right now. Lord, if there's someone listening today, they do not have a personal relationship with you, I pray, Father, that you convict them by your Holy Spirit, lead them to repentance. Lord, I pray that they would turn from their own ways, turn from the world, and turn from anything that they have put their trust and their faith in that is outside a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I pray that they would make the best decision they've ever made and the most important decision they've ever made in their life. And that is to accepting and receiving salvation through Jesus Christ. The Bible said there is no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus, the name that has been given above every name in heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Guys, listen, if the world is going to bow and every knee is going to drop and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, don't you want to be on the winning team? Come on, you don't want to be on a losing team. He's coming back with clouds, the Bible says. He's coming back to rule with the rod of iron. He's coming back on a white horse. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And according to the book of Jude, he's coming to execute judgment upon the ungodly world and all those who practice ungodliness. That's what the tribulation is about, is when God pours out his wrath. So we want you to get right now and not wait until it's too late. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. So we want you to make that decision today. Listen, if you're backslid, we just repent where you're at. Come back into the fold. Come back to the heart of the Father. Get back in relationship with him and continue to press towards the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Amen. So we pray that today, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.